Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson. Learn to Lead. Is that right, Dave? LearnToLead.com?
That's right, Jim.
That's the website where you can find Dave's books, How to Run Your Business by the Book, How to Lead by the Book, Up Your Business. One of my favorites was, where's the one about, there's one here about, political. If you don't make waves, you'll drown. I love that one. That's about anti-political correctness. I love that book. Folks, a lot of stuff there. Dave's a very prolific writer and thinker, and we're so grateful, Dave, that you share your ideas with us. We're talking about the five pillars of the culture of your business, folks. Dave's helping us to understand that you're helping you understand that you have a culture in your business. It's sort of like, it reminds me of brands, Dave. A lot of small business owners don't realize they have a brand.
That's right.
And as long as they don't know that, then somebody else is defining the brand for them.
Oh, that's right.
And if you don't realize you have a culture,
right,
then you don't know whether you have a good culture or not a good culture. And so in my opinion, Dave, if all of a sudden they've said, oh, wait a minute, I have a culture, my business has a culture, I didn't know it, oh my gosh, what if it's not a good culture? They ought to be breaking out in a cold sweat right now.
Well, they ought to be, because culture dictates behavior, and behaviors determine results. And so if your culture isn't what you want it to be, you're not going to get the behaviors, because
right,
you don't have the values or standards. And so if you don't get the behaviors, you're not going to get the results. And so, you know, you've got to stop trying to do these quick fixes where, okay, let me change the vision, let me change the goal, let me come up with some new marketing program or some new flavor of the month. All those things can be important, but you've got to get the foundation in place. If you've got a foundation of quicksand, you know, when you're trying to build something significant on it, it's just not going to hold it up. And most people, when they look at the five pillars that I go over in the book, and you say, you know what, I got to go back. I got some cracks in this part. I got some holes in this part. And as they go to work on that foundation, all of a sudden the behaviors change, the results change. Now you can credibly change the vision and the goal if you want, but you got to get your grounding down first.
Well, and the thing is, folks, you know, just because you're not a bad person doesn't mean your business will have a good culture.
No.
If you know, nice people have weeds in their yard.
That's,
you know what I mean? You still have
right
to go out and get rid of the weeds. You can't let your culture lie fallow and expect it to manage and be good on its own, be effective and productive and benevolent on its own. You have to tend to it, don't you?
Well, you do. I mean, a great culture is not just going to happen by accident. They are created with intent. And once you start to create them, it's never done. I mean, you mentioned weeds. A culture is like a garden. It takes constant attention. You've got a weed and seed it. If you take your eyes off of it for very long, the weeds will take the garden. I mean, you have got to pay constant attention. But it's going to take deliberate, intentional work. It's not just going to happen.
One of those pillars that you talk about as the infrastructure of your culture are the people, and since you hired yourself, then all the other people are people that you brought on, and that's bringing on the right people that fit the culture is critical, isn't it?
Well, it is, and this is where they're sometimes in denial, you know, business owner, and they think, well, you know, I just got a couple of employees, so, you know, how hard do I really need to make the interview process? You know, should I, you know, how rigorous should I be? And I say, if you've only got a couple of employees, you have zero margin for error.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to get the right person in place. You can't afford it. You know, if you're in a big company, you could have some competent folks that cover up for the incompetence.
Right.
But you can't in a small business. There's more at stake because there's less margin for error. And you've got to raise people to reach your standards. You can't lower your standards to accommodate the person when you're hiring them. They're going to become a huge part of your culture, and they've got to fit your values, hit
right
your standards, have strengths that align with your core competencies, and share the passion for your mission.
But you
if they don't, they're not a good fit.
But you can't accomplish that unless you know what these things are yourself. Unless you've,
well, you've got to know.
Quantified them, things that you believe, things that you won't. I heard Michelle Bachmann the other day was being interviewed about what drive, you know, what what is she stands for. She said, I lead from my principles. Somebody said, we were talking about she wouldn't deviate from her principles. She said, you lead from principles.
Well, that, Jim, if you don't have principles, you don't know what to say yes to or what to say no to. You don't know what fits and what doesn't. And so you start to fall for everything because you stand for nothing. You go off into 100 different areas. Until you define these things, you don't know.
And that's where the culture originates from. And as Dave said, you got to find people that can support you with those principles. Hey, Dave, thanks for being here. LearnToLead.com.
That's right. Thanks, Jim. It was great to be with you again.
And the book is called How to Lead by the Book. And that's the new one. So check it out. Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Dave. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.